Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, we are here today. Usually we do our show on Sunday. Yesterday was a real busy day, to say the least. We had a lot going on, especially since this week we are going down to Albuquerque, and I was working hard on getting things ready for us to leave. I also have to go under the house and replace a sump pump, which is not one of my favorite things to do. And then yesterday I also got sick. So that is the reason for today's show being today instead of yesterday like it was. But we are working on getting that rectified and getting things back to the way they were. We are not changing to Monday, but since I have now retired and I can actually do my show any day I want, I decided to do it today since I missed it yesterday. And I'm sorry about the coughing, but I am still not feeling great today, but I'm doing a lot better than I was yesterday. Vice President Mike Pence on Friday slapped down a remark made the prior day from his predecessor, who had said, "I am President of the Vice President of the United States." Now, this all started Thursday during the Democratic debate in Houston, Texas, when former Vice President Joe Biden was asked by moderator Jorge Ramos about deportations that occurred under the Obama administration, according to the Daily Wire. When Biden said, "The president did the best thing that he was able to do at the time," Biden said. Then Ramos asked, "How about you?" And Biden replied, quote, "I am the president of the United States," unquote. Now, of course, in true Pence fashion, Vice President Mike Pence couldn't let him get away with that, which I had done everything I could to get the stuff uploaded to this computer before the show started, and that didn't work. But of course, I tried to do that, but I didn't even get the recording of this, which kind of sucked because it was really great. But Mike Pence essentially told him that, let's make this perfectly clear, I am Vice President of the United States. Now, I live in Indiana. I may be moving soon, but I lived in Indiana when Mike Pence was congressman from Indiana. When he retired from Congress and came home to Indiana, many wanted him to run for president. He didn't want to. Instead, he ran for governor of Indiana and spent two terms as our governor, bringing our state back into the black financially. After his being governor, he kind of dropped out of sight for a while Donald Trump became the nominee for president in 2016, and he chose Mike Pence for his running mate. I remember many who didn't know what he stood for, not liking Pence, and I actively sought to help through this show and through my updates and through my blog, bringing up the good things that he did while in Congress and while governor of Indiana, changing a few minds, including my mom's, who didn't think he was a good choice because she lives in Washington State and hadn't heard anything good about him. Now, if you know, Washington State's a liberal, one of those liberal bastions, but Mike Pence has standards and lives by them. He is not afraid to stand up for what is right, a refreshing thing to have in Washington, D.C. Both President Trump and Vice President Pence have these qualities. Now, that being said, you are listening to the NWCR radio show heard here on Blog Talk Radio through Conservative Nation Media. Welcome to the show for this, the 16th day of September in the year of our Lord, 2016. And we will get ourselves going here with the intro.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Of the New Wise Conservatism radio show with your host, Robert Garding. At the rate our leaders are ignoring our Constitution, we're finding that they cannot lead, nor do they want to keep us safe from our enemies. And yes, we have some. From the crossroads of America, the New Wise Conservatism radio show is brought to you
Conservative Nation Media
with the doctor of this republic, showing that the truth can be told to save this nation. And now, on with the show.
Okay, we are back for another show of exposing leftist ideals that is literally shaping this nation in a way patriots hate, and in a way that does not condone America to becoming, to staying a great nation. The call-in number to be on the show is 646-478-5284 if you wish to join the discussion. Welcome to the show. And now for our now I've been doing a feature every week for the past 3 or 4 weeks from One America News on their news break, which they named it News of the Week. And this week they apparently didn't do one. I could not find it. I could not find one to download onto the show. I could not find the things that were needed to get one of these onto the show this week because they apparently didn't do one. But that being said, next week on Sunday is going to be my birthday, but I will be doing a show, but the show will be a few hours earlier, kind of like today was, except that next week it will be 6 p.m. Eastern time. But I will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is in mountain time. And the show will still be, like I said, show will still be at 6 p.m. Eastern time. But I will be doing it 2 hours earlier there at 4, for I will be mountain time then. And but you will get the same great show just on remote. Now, it seems the Democrats are pushing lie after lie as they vie to take over the presidency in 2020, which I doubt will happen. I really hope it doesn't happen anyway, but they keep trying, making everything Trump says wrong, and into something that he isn't even saying. But this includes a clip I was going to use a few weeks ago of Trump being against white supremacy. And the Democrats, almost to a man, said that he was for it and pushed it like there was no tomorrow. My friends, if any of these Democrat candidates win, this country is going to be in dire trouble. Mark my words, they all want to get rid of the rule of law, the Constitution, and our freedoms. That is the only way they can figure out how to get the power that they so crave. That is what they do, crave power over us, the people. To them, they don't work for us. They are there to be ruled over. We are there, actually, to be ruled over by them, according to them. Even Beto O'Rourke said so when he said this, and this is a quote, when he says, it says, now I don't know about all of you, but when I hear someone in our government or someone professing to be a person we should vote for president, say this, I will always think of the saying that says, when the government says we should get rid of our guns, we need our guns for protection against the government. Now, Beto O'Rourke is telling us to get rid of our guns, and in doing so, we will be happy to and in saying that, he said that we will be happy to do so. No, Beto, we will not. But that is what he believes. On MSNBC, he said, hell yes, we are going to take your AR-15s and your AK-47s. Now, he is saying this, and hopefully I've got that here. Well, it doesn't look like I have it. I don't know. I guess that I really kind of messed up this week because I thought I was ready for this show, but I guess apparently I am not. But I had an audio of Beto O'Rourke, and there it is, and hopefully it will upload soon enough that I can go ahead and use this. But one of the things that we have to realize here, folks, is that the Democrats hate the idea that Americans have the legal right to keep and bear arms. The idea that Americans can keep and bear arms scares the living crap out of them. They do not like that. They do not want that. And here is what he is saying now.
You know, my faith, my confidence is in the people of this country. And going to a gun show in Conway, Arkansas, and listening to the owners of AR-15s and the vendors of AR-15s, many of whom, as you can imagine, did not agree with my proposal, but each of whom was willing to at least have the conversation, some of whom said, look, you know what, I have an AR-15, don't need it, would gladly sell it back or destroy it. All of them seem like they would follow the law.
Now, here is what he said. He said, some of them said, yeah, I've got an AR-15, I don't need it. I'd gladly get rid of it or have it destroyed. Then he turns right around and says, all of them would be happy to get rid of their guns. In two sentences, he said exactly the opposite things here. The first one, he said that some of them, and in the second sentence, he said all of them. I'm sorry, but I don't care what the hell that idiot says. Americans do not want to give up their guns. And it doesn't matter what the leftists in our government say. The Constitution gives us the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Now, they keep bringing up the fact that, oh, wow, it doesn't say that we could have tanks. No, tanks didn't exist back then. But they didn't put any stipulations on what we could own. So if it comes down to it that technology has gone past what they had back then, there is still supposed to be no stipulations. And that is what the Democrats are constantly pushing on us. Stipulations on what Americans can own, on what Americans can have as, you know, having what we can own and what we can't own. The Democrats are constantly pushing down the fact that, yeah, we can own weapons, but only certain kinds. No, that is not what the Constitution said. The Constitution said that it is our right to keep and bear arms. That's all it says. It doesn't say a certain kind of arms. It doesn't say a certain kind of weapon. It doesn't say there are certain weapons that we can own, keep and bear, while others we can't. It doesn't say anything about this. And because of that fact, the Constitution does not say that we have the right to keep and bear arms, but only certain kinds. No. We can keep and bear arms of any kind because that's what our God-given rights give us. That's what the rights the Constitution says we can have, give us. And the Democrats are mutating our Constitution in every way that they think they can possibly do it. So if you get to listen to each and every one of the Democrats, my friends, you will value and you value your freedoms and your Second Amendment, then you had better make sure everyone knows who to vote for and who not to vote for in the upcoming election. The future of a free and strong America hangs in the balance. In the clip, he says that the government passes that if the government passes a law to get rid of people's ability to have these guns, they will gladly give them up because we are a nation of laws. Now, granted, he is kind of right there because this would be kind of like Obamacare. We hated it. We didn't want it. It was passed on us over 75% of over the fact that 75% to 80% of us didn't want it. But they passed it anyway. We hated it. We knew that it would raise our prices of health care a lot. But because it was law, then we followed it until it wasn't law anymore. And in this, Beto is right. We are a nation of laws. And if the law is wrong, but a law, we will still follow it. In this, we need to be very sure here, folks. Americans will follow the law, but we'll also know that it makes them more and more vulnerable to death at the hands of criminals because criminals will not follow the laws as we all do. Criminals will still have guns. That is the big if in this one, Beto. American citizens who follow the law will become more vulnerable to criminals because you took law-abiding citizens' guns away. Now, if we give you that chance, then we essentially deserve what we get, but hopefully that won't happen. In Arizona this week was a store called Alpha Dog Firearms, who took the next logical step in this one and responded to Robert Beto O'Rourke's AR-15 confiscation pledge by running a quote-unquote Beto special. And in that special, sold out of the guns in 4 hours. Now, does this really sound like the people will be happy to give up their guns? I think not. Beto needs to know he is wrong on his stance to get rid of guns, and people do not want that. The Constitution protects the people's right to own guns, and for that matter, any kind of gun, excuse me. And, you know, that's the one thing we have to really keep in mind here, folks, because the Constitution doesn't say what kind of guns we can have and what kind of guns we can't have. It just doesn't. It just says we have the right to bear arms.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Conservative Nation Media is growing, and it's growing again. We used to have shows every night of the week. Then, for a long time, because everybody gave up, burned out, went their own ways, CNM went on its own too, which then was given to me. For a long time, NWCR was the only show. It is now the flagship show. We also have now Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown on Saturdays. And we have a new show coming that's either going to be on Tuesdays or Wednesdays at 8 p.m. So stand by for that one. Soon, we will have more shows for you that have the content that you are looking for. That's Conservative Nation Media on Blog Talk Radio. Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That was Mr. Blue Sky with their song. And we are back. If you want to join in the discussion, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. Author and Fox News contributor Molly Hemingway told Breitbart News Daily on Monday morning that New York Times had repeated the media's past misbehavior in publishing a new allegation against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh on Saturday while hiding exculpatory information in their possession. These reporters published a story that didn't include information that even they had in their own book, Hemingway said, who is also a senior editor at thefederalist.com, told Breitbart editor, news editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe. They themselves concede, she said, that the woman had never said anything about this publicly and that through several friends she had denied any knowledge that this person was of what this person was talking about. They also hit on the fact that the person making the allegation is a Clinton-connected attorney. The New York Times, Robin Pogrebin and Kate Kelly reported Saturday in an article that appears in Sunday's print edition. We also uncovered a previously unreported story about Mr. Kavanaugh in his freshman year that echoes Miss Deborah Ramirez's allegation. A classmate, Max Steyer, saw Mr. Kavanaugh with his pants down at a different drunken dorm party where friends pushed his penis into the hand of a female student. Mr. Steyer, who runs a nonprofit organization in Washington, notified senators and FBI about this account, but the FBI did not investigate, and Mr. Steyer has declined to discuss it publicly. We corroborated the story with two officials who have communicated with Mr. Steyer. The article was adapted from Pogrebin and Kelly's new book, The Education of Brett Kavanaugh, an Investigation. However, Hemingway and Carrie Severino of the Judicial Crisis Network pointed out that the book also indicated that the alleged victim did not remember the incident. Severino also tweeted that the person making the accusation, Max Steyer, was a member of the Bill Clinton's defense team back during the Lewinsky investigation. Now, this is something that we all have known about the New York Slimes, folks. They literally make things up if the truth doesn't fit the leftist agenda of the Democrat Party. Now, folks, we have to remember here that Kavanaugh is a conservative who follows the rule of law and the Constitution, two things that drive the leftists in this nation insane. Law and order and the Constitution of this great republic are two more things that drive them insane. They hate it. They don't like it. They will always go against it. And this whole thing with Kavanaugh, which seems to be gaining ground on another bit that is going on, just seems to keep going and going, whether even though the truth of it has been debunked, you know, the lie that they tried to push has been debunked, and it's been shown that they pretty much don't know what they're talking about. From Canada Free Press comes this one about the squadlings, who seem to think they are the end all to any debate, with the headline, "Squad members prove that only progressives qualify as women of color." Now, this one caught my attention because that's one of the things that they keep talking about here. They keep talking about women of color and how they need to be listened to and how they are, even though they are of color, they are still Americans. Well, these four women are not. They may reside in our Congress, which is something they should not ever be allowed to do, but they are. And we have to start looking at the things that these men are doing. The squad, just to get this straight, the squad is racist to the core. And when they accuse us all of being racist, they are only showing their racist inclinations. In its explosive fury about a pro-Republican PAC televised ad showing an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez photo on fire, the squad members prove that only a far-left progressive can be legitimately classified as a protected and privileged woman of color. Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders-inspired squadettes Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley are in a raging tizzy and that a picture of their leader, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, set alight served as the opening for an ad televised during Thursday's Democrat presidential debate in Houston. Now, the fact that the Republicans used the Democrats' primary presidential debate to air this, I think, is pretty ingenious. But these four are asking the one question: how dare any Republican PAC encroach on the turf of the squad? Who got there first? All by claiming squatters' rights. Airing the ad during the Democrat primary presidential debate makes it a crime of the century. As for the outraged AOC, she calls the ad a love letter to the GOP's white supremacist case. Republicans are running TV ads, setting pictures of me on fire to convince people they aren't racist. Life is weird, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted on Thursday night, Fox News, September 14, 2019. She went on to describe the ad as an appeal to white supremacists. Quote, know that this wasn't an ad for young conservatives of color. That was the pretense. But you just watched what you just watched was a love letter to the GOP's white supremacist case, she tweeted. As an established media created woman of color, AOC gets to tell you what you really saw on the ad. It doesn't matter that what you saw was different from what she thinks you saw. But she said the ad released by the Republican New Faces PAC on Thursday showed the burning image giving way to a photo of skulls. Well, this is what Fox News said. The ad released by the Republican New Faces PAC on Thursday showed the burning image giving way to a photo of skulls symbolizing the death and destruction wrought by the communist regime in Cambodia. Elizabeth Heng described in the ad how only a forced marriage saved her father from death by communist Cambodia forces. Narrating the ad, a woman of apparently Cambodian descent described Ocasio-Cortez as the face of socialism. The advert playing on ABC during the debate in Houston, also once the event ended, describes the progressive Democrat as the face of socialism while warning against the economic model. As the image of Ocasio-Cortez burns, the advert segues to scenes of the Cambodian genocide, including skulls. The advert was promoting a new Republican reporting PAC New Faces GOP based in California, which describes itself as helping to identify the next generation of GOP leaders. Elizabeth Heng of Fresno, California, who lost in a race to be Congresswoman last year, narrates the advert by saying, mine is the face of freedom. My skin is not white. I'm not outrageous or racist or a socialist. I'm a Republican. The truth was too much for a soon-to-come-out screeching AOC, who along with her three squadette sisters insists that only progressives qualify as acceptable women of color. Heng responded to Ocasio-Cortez on Twitter when she said, are you really calling me a racist? I'm calling all Democrats out for supporting an evil ideology. Or are you just in Congress to hang out with the celebrities and tweet out ridiculous ideas like the Green New Deal? Meanwhile, the progressive world waits breathlessly for the ABC television network, facing criticism for allowing the advertisement to run, or to apologize. First off, the mark is Bend the Ark, a national Jewish organization stating, this is right out of the white supremacist playbook. No news network should be profiting off of such hatred. That was from The Guardian, September 12th, 2019. AOC claims that Republicans are failing in their big play to scare people from socialism. Williams thank God Almighty that they are succeeding. And by the way, I don't mean AOC and her racist squadettes in Washington, D.C. If you don't believe me on their racist traits, just watch them daily with an open mindset and actually listen to what they all say all the time. They are the racists here, not the Republicans, for pushing that ad. And it's about time the GOP has started to fight back. The GOP has needed to fight back for many years now, but never did. And it seems like the whole idea that women of color can only be part of the squadette is insane, to say the least.
For a truthful change of pace, tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not.
In the world of business, it's always exciting to announce the formation of a new one and an LLC to boot. Enter now, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based in Jamestown, Indiana, 46147. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are endless. From photographing homes for realtors to weddings with video and photos, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective hard to attain to. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, 317-827-3270, or email us at gardinger@reagan.com. We are your one-stop for drone service company for photography.
Some of us feel the call to battle, some of us do not. But for those of us who don't, there is still a way to help with those who do. No one can really imagine what lifestyle our military families live while their family member serves to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss births, birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years, and their children have to go to a new school, make new friends, and other things. Just keeping up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. A lot of people don't realize the financial burden of relocating a family every year or so. Not only that, but insurance rates can change every time, plus coming up with first, last, and deposit for an apartment if there isn't housing available to you can be expensive. And traveling home for emergencies that the military doesn't cover just adds to it. People think the government covers all those costs for them, but unfortunately, it's not true. Because of all those financial burdens, SAMFAM was created. This is where SAMFAM comes in. We are a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that takes your donations and uses them to help the active military families with day-to-day financial problems while their significant other is away and fighting for our nation. You can send your check made out to SAMFAM, Inc. to 18 Eastern Avenue, Saco, Maine, 04072. That's SACO, Maine, 04072. Your donation will be put to good use for our military, active military families. Be sure to let us know where you heard about this with your help. Your donations are tax deductible. Thanks in advance, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. Or, if you guys are out there, if not, you'll be able to hear this on archives. That was Across the Border by ELO. We are playing ELO stuff today. It's one of the greatest bands that of all time, practically. One of the things that I've been talking about here is the things that we have had hitting us from, you know, AOC and all of those in our government who seem to think that they are the voice of reason. They are the ones that should be listened to. They are the ones that Americans should be listening to. And, you know, this is a lot like saying that having Muslims in our government is something that is being progressive, and we need to have this kind of thing happen. But, you know, the problem with having Muslims in our government, if on all of these things that have been known about Muslims, about Islam, one of the things we have to know is that if they're Muslim, their Bible is the Quran. The Quran has many, many surahs, verses in it that tell the Islamic people and Muslims that infidels have to be gotten rid of. They either behead them, get rid of them, convert them. Nothing else will do. And if you are a Muslim and you read the Quran, you follow the Quran, it states that you must get rid of or convert the infidel. Well, folks, what we have to remember here is that that is directed at all Muslims and Islam. That is their Bible. There are many surahs in the Quran that tell them, quite literally, take over and defeat even to death any unbelievers. And folks, those unbelievers are us. Those unbelievers are Christians, Buddhists, Jews, etc. Get it right for once. There is something we have to remember. They feel a lot the same way as leftist Democrats do. And one of the things that I found this week was something that Kamala Harris said at a recent rally. And folks, this is how they all feel. And here is a quote, quote, "And once he's gone," talking about Donald Trump, "and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation." No, we will feel the vengeance of the leftists who want to destroy this nation. But she went on to say, "No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in every corner of this great nation, for it is you who have betrayed us." And for those of you out there who want to vote for Democrat in the next election, you have now been warned about what their winning will mean to the ending of this nation and our freedoms. And they don't care if you voted for them. They don't care if you are a supporter of Donald Trump. They don't care if you voted for Donald Trump. If they start taking your freedoms away and you complain about it, even though you voted for them, they will seek you out too. Mark my words, folks, the Democrats care nothing about anything other than they're taking back the power that they feel they rightly deserve. And this whole thing that I had said here, that Kamala Harris had said, we have to remember this, folks. This is not something that they push back to the back of their minds and say, oh, no, we didn't mean that. Maybe when they're running into problems, maybe when they're running into troubles and they know they're not going to be elected on their agenda, they will change. But the change is only to push their agenda farther forward. And once they get our love and adoration back, then they will turn back to this whole thing that Kamala Harris said. And once he's gone, we have regained our rightful place in the White House. Folks, to them, the only ones who have the right to be in the White House is them. Kamala Harris thinks she has the right to be there. Bernie Sanders thinks he has the right to be there. AOC thinks she has the right to be in our Congress to push her legislation on the rest of us. Rashida Tlaib, the rest of them, they all feel the same way. And the sooner we realize this, folks, the sooner things will turn out to where we will start saving this nation again. We have to remember this, folks. We have to remember this. The Democrats don't want our government for themselves so that they can follow the Constitution and follow the rule of law. They don't want this. No. They don't want this. What they want is to take power away from whoever has it now and then take it away from the people who are supposed to be the bosses of everyone in Washington, D.C., and then force their agenda on us. Because according to the Democrats, the liberal leftists, the leftists in our government, we're not the bosses, folks. We are not the bosses. You, me, the people of the United States are not the bosses. The people who are the bosses are them, they themselves. And as long as we keep pushing them back into office, then we are going to have the same problems that we've always had. Things start getting good. Like when President Reagan was in office. Excuse me. We had the best economy that we had had in a long time. Then people got to listening to the left. Left telling us, oh, we can do much better than Reagan has done. And so what do? We voted another leftist into office. And the problem comes in when they tout that the economy was great during their tenure in office. And a lot of times the economy is great when they go in because the economy was made great by the previous administration. The president that followed Ronald Reagan enjoyed a good economy for the most part. And it was because of Ronald Reagan. It wasn't because of Bill Clinton. It was because Bill Clinton inherited a good economy. But if you look at what was going on the liberal policies that were going on during Bill Clinton's administration, the economy started to slump, started to go down, and it was so far up that it didn't matter for a long, long time. Then when the next president came in, and it wasn't Bill Clinton, it wasn't a Democrat, the economy was down. But the Democrats all said, to a man, the reason why the economy is down is because we have a Republican president. No, the economy was down because of Bill Clinton's policies. But what happened during George Bush's terms? The economy went back up. And if you watch this throughout history of the 20th century, you will see this. Every time a Democrat goes into office, the economy starts coming down. Every time a Republican goes into office, the economy starts going back up. And now we are at the point where we have Donald Trump as our president. The economy is going great guns. The economy is doing good. The economy is doing great in a lot of ways, including low unemployment for everyone. Asians, the lowest unemployment in history. Hispanics, lowest unemployment in history. Blacks, lowest unemployment in history. It goes across the board. But what are the Democrats doing? They're pushing impeachment. Oh, this is impeachable. We have to get rid of this man. Why do they feel this way? Because Donald Trump has the economy doing what they wish they could do but can't because they have the wrong policies. Donald Trump really is not a politician. He's a businessman. He knows how businesses work. He treats the American government as a business. And the Democrats hate that. The leftists in this nation hate that. They want to destroy Trump. They want to destroy Kavanaugh. They want to destroy Mike Pence. They want to destroy everything that stands for good in this world. And the reason for that is because they don't stand for what is good in this world. Another one that I have brought up many, many times, Ted Kennedy. He killed a girl in his car in 1968. She died in his car. Why did she die? Because he left the scene of an accident, didn't bother to stick around to help her get out. He went home, went to bed. Did he report the accident? No. Did he have insurance when the accident happened? No. Did he have a driver's license that was valid when the accident happened? No. Did he report the accident to the police? Yeah, eventually he did. The next morning after he got up, he reported that he had driven a car off of the bridge at Chappaquiddick, and the car was in the water. And you know what has been found since then? She lived for almost an hour in that car. He could have saved her freaking life. But what happened to Ted Kennedy? He served as the lion of the Senate until his death a year or two ago. Did he ever serve prison time for what he did that night? Nope. Would any of us serve prison time for doing the same thing? Oh, yeah. We'd have probably been in prison for the rest of our lives. But he served in the Senate. His salary was paid for out of our pocketbooks. These are things we have to look at, folks. These are things we have to admit to. These are things we have to know. The Democrats don't mean to make sure that everything goes hunky-dory for them because they follow the laws? Oh, hell no. They don't follow the laws. They don't follow the rules. They don't follow the Constitution. They do everything that they can to get rid of it all. And then turn around when we finally start doing the right thing and talking, telling people what they are doing. They turn around and say, oh, you can't do that. You can't lie about us. You can't push the wrong stuff. You can't push what we've been doing because that is only up to us to tell. But we have to remember this one thing which Kamala Harris said at that rally recently. And once he's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of the left. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out and in every corner of this great nation, for it is you who have betrayed us. Unquote. No, Kamala Harris, it is you who are betraying us. It is you and your leftist ilk who are betraying this great nation. It is you and your leftist ilk that is betraying our laws, our rules, our Constitution. Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, and so many more. We have to get rid of them, folks. And I've come to the end of my hour for today. I'm glad that you were here. I'm glad that people will hear this episode, because it is a good one. Even though Be Wise as Serpents in the chat room had said, the economy is in a recession, dumbass. Another American imbecile. Trump businesses all filed for bankruptcy. Yeah, right. When? Where? Who? Why? You always, these people always say things like this. They always say things like this, telling us that we are pure ignorance, that we don't know what the hell we're talking about. It's them that don't know what they're talking about because they cannot provide any proof. All they can say is, we are wrong, they are right. The problem with that is I provide the truth. They don't. We will be back next week, and we will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico at that point in time. And we will see you then. And here is the last song by ELO as I end the show. It's Rock Area. I'll see you next week.
Wagner. I think she died for Beethoven. She loved